This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roswell County Historical Society. I had recorded this story a few months ago to coincide with 100 years since the end of World War I. There was some equipment repair being done the day it was supposed to be on the radio, so it wasn't broadcast. So I'll read it again today, since it deals with things our ancestors endured. In 1918, Roswell County had many young people involved with World War I and many casualties. It's hard to imagine the anxiety of parents in those days when you had to wait weeks sometimes to get a letter to or from your service member, knowing they could be in dangerous places. Besides that worry, there were regulations that affected people on the home front too. Many of them had to do with food. In the spring of 1918, the Badger Herald Rustler notified the public of some of the restrictions on flour and sugar at the time. Here's what they had to say. It is required by our government that the head of each and every family in Roswell County should report to the County Food Administration by May 1st the quantity of wheat flour that he has on hand and the number of persons in the family, and if the quantity exceeds 6 pounds per person, return such excess to the dealer from whom such flour was obtained. If such dealer is not to be found, return to the county food administrator, who will reimburse you for such flour. In the course of a few days, cards for such reports will be mailed each family. Fill in and return same at once to the county food administrator. The people of Roswell County have proven willing and prompt in complying with all requirements of our government, and by prompt and faithful compliance also with this requirement will add still further to the splendid record they are making. It was signed, very sincerely, Israel Schuberg, County Food Administrator. And here is what was said about sugar. The Food Administration is making every endeavor to see that the country is provided with a supply of household sugar on the basis of 3 pounds of sugar for each person per month, and is asking that the people do not consume more, saving from this supply enough for use during the approaching canning season is not regarded as hoarding. It is also the intention of the Food Administration to supplement the 3 pound per month allotment during the canning season with an additional amount that will be ample for necessary canning operations. The full utilization of all methods, which will save sugar, is, however, strongly advised. Such methods include putting up fruits in their natural juices, the use of syrups, drying, and the storage of fruits and vegetables in pits and cellars. Canning fruits, vegetables, and perishable products of all kinds for family use during the months of little or no production is not hoarding, and such products will not be seized, nor will the amount be limited. In many of the newspapers during those days, recipes were published that would help people save on the use of wheat flour. Lots of corn and barley-based bread recipes were included. Also, the use of beef was discouraged so that as much beef as possible could be used for the troops abroad. Everything possible was being done to help them out and keep them fit for duty. One more example of that help was in the same paper from the spring of 1918. Nearly 600 boxes of athletic goods have already been distributed to troops in the United States and Europe by the Commission on Training Camp Activities, which expects to equip every company going to France with athletic goods. Each box contains 1 dozen baseballs, 4 baseball bats, catcher's chest protector, mask and mitt, baseman's glove, 6 playground balls and 2 bats, 4 soccer balls, 2 footballs, 2 volleyballs, 10 sets of boxing gloves, medicine ball, basketball, and rule books. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.